We can go on to some news items now. And there is a bit of an emphasis on nature as we hear of nature reserves, local trees, the River Wensum, some sculptures in the grounds of the Sainsbury Centre, and more. A North Norfolk Nature Reserve has been named among the UK's best seaside walks to add to your summer bucket list. Blakeney Point has featured in Country Living's top five seaside walks in the UK, which outlines the best spots from the south coast to Scotland for a coastal wander. The four-mile shingle and sand dune spit is part of the Blakeney National Nature Reserve. It has been managed by the National Trust since 1912 and is home to England's largest grey seal colony. Walkers are encouraged to join the beach at Clay and walk along the shingle spit to the sand dunes near the old lifeboat station. From there, visitors can continue along the boardwalk for wonderful views of the dunes, tidal creeks and nature reserve, plus breeding birds such as terns and avocets, says Country Living.
Multiple trees from Norfolk have been showcased at BBC Gardeners World Live. Seven small-leaved lime-pleached trees left Just Pleach's nursery in Ormsby to appear at the NEC in Birmingham. Founder of Just Pleachy, Rachel Lang, said, "It's a real honour to see trees pleached right here in Norfolk, chosen for such a meaningful garden. We're proud to contribute to a space that highlights craftsmanship, ecology and collaboration." The team at the Norfolk Nursery prepared the trees and built each pleaching frame in-house in the distinctive Just Pleachy style. Nursery manager Chandler Harrod said, "Our nursery team pleaches every tree with real care and attention, and we're so proud to see our trees featured at Gardeners World Live."
Swimming dogs have been blamed for the presence of a harmful pesticide in a Norfolk river. Scientists found high concentrations of fipronil, commonly used by vets as an anti-flea treatment for pets, in the Wensum. It is believed the chemical which harms aquatic life, such as the larvae of mayfly and dragonfly, has got into the river from dogs swimming in it. And the loss of that larvae can have a knock-on effect on the ecosystem because they are important food for fish. The river, which flows from Colkirk to Whitlingham via Norwich, features many spots where dog owners let their animals swim. Scientists have suggested flea treatments should be reserved for when cats and dogs have the parasites, not to prevent them in a similar way to how people only take antibiotics when they are ill.
Three striking sculptures have been given the go-ahead to stay at a UEA campus. The artwork, known collectively as The Three Beasts and individually titled Beast Alerted 1, Lion 1 and Crouching Beast 2, have been given permission to stay on land southeast of the Sainsbury Centre. Norwich City Council, which approved the application, said the welded stainless steel used for the sculptures is hard-wearing and rust-proof, ensuring that preservation of the artwork is more feasible in the long term.
For broad sailors, it is one of the last outposts of civilization before they venture into the wilds of Breydon Water. But the usually genteel stretch of the River Yare at Reedham has now become a battleground between angry boaters and the Broads Authority. It had been free to stay overnight in the quay for at least a century, with the village being one of the most popular places to stop on the Yare. However, the BA has introduced charges this week, which means people must now pay £12 for a mooring. The move has sparked frustration among the broad community of boaters, with some questioning whether the new fees are even legal. A fiery debate has taken place on online forums and Facebook groups since new signs notifying visitors of the charges were erected at the quay last week. The Broads Reform Action Group, BRAG, who are among those critical of the move, claim the BA is acting unlawfully by imposing the new fees. From this week, a day mooring until 5 p.m. at Reedham Quay costs £6, while an overnight mooring until 10 a.m. the next day costs £12. The maximum length of stay is 24 hours. Water is free for those mooring, or £3 for those who want to only stop to fill up.
An exhibition is set to launch in Norfolk next month, marking the beginning of a 2-year collaboration with Norwich-based artist Deborah Shipley. Housed within the historic St Julian's Church, the exhibition will feature exclusive pieces for sale, all crafted by Shipley herself. Known for her Bowls in a Fragile World, Shipley's work has been displayed across the UK. Her connection to the Julian Shrine runs deep, with each of her monthly pieces inspired by the life and legacy of Julian of Norwich. Notably, all her creations utilised recycled materials from the shrine. The day will also include an artist's talk from Shipley, where she'll discuss her approach and intentions behind the collaboration. St Julian's Church, a significant site of pilgrimage and English literary history, is currently in need of urgent repairs. The project is a step towards preserving the historic building for future generations. And the exhibition opens on July the 5th.
A Labour peer has been named patron of a Norfolk charity. Baroness Shami Chakrabarti has taken up the role at the Norfolk Community Law Service, NCLS, which offers free legal advice to people across the county. Her appointment follows a sold-out law lecture at Gerald's in Norwich earlier this year, where she spoke about her latest book on human rights. NCLS was established in 1985 and is marking its 40th anniversary with a series of events, concluding with a celebration evening on Saturday, October the 4th at Sprowston Manor Hotel. Baroness Chakrabarti is a former director of Liberty and also served as Shadow Attorney General. To find out more about the services offered by NCLS, visit www.ncls.co.uk or call 01603 496 623.